After circling the Kaaba, the holiest spot in Islam, the pilgrims converged on a hilltop where Islam's prophet Muhammad called on his followers to unite some 14 centuries ago. But with Muslims today locked in conflict in parts of the Middle East, a pilgrim from Syria offered his own plea for unity.
We evacuated our houses and our children got killed. So I pray to God on this great day to swiftly lift our country's suffering.
Still, the Hajj appeared to begin without major disruptions. Some people might have political grievances, says Scottish terrorism expert Stephen Vertigans via Skype.
The vast majority of people who are going there for ostensibly for religious ground, on religious grounds, to come together with other Muslims, to express their faith, and to go through the different rituals.
Even without political tensions, it's an enormous challenge in crowd control, with past years marred by stampedes and a terrorist takeover in 1979. This year, a respiratory virus centered in the Gulf kept many pilgrims away. The virus has killed more than 50 people in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government also reduced quotas because of expansion work at the Grand Mosque. But the Saudis will be under pressure to lift the quotas and give as many Muslims as possible the opportunity to go, says Vertigans.
If they are reducing that opportunity for political grounds rather than health and safety grounds, then they would become subjected to a huge amount of criticism within Muslim communities and Muslim nation states.
The Hajj ends with the Eid al-Adha holiday, and Muslims around the world celebrate it with feasts and gift-giving. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.